Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just hear a live report, a report from the Jerusalem Post, and we'll be back. Listen up. Watch.
IDF offensive in Gaza enters its seventh day. Netanyahu reaches out for American support in TV interviews. Palestinian Authority president asks United Nations for protection. And despite rocket threat, Tel Aviv buzzes with soccer fans. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Today is Monday, July 14th, and we are bringing you the latest updates on the Israel-Gaza conflict. As Operation Protective Edge enters its seventh day, rockets continue to be launched into Israel, and the Israel Air Force continues to strike Gaza in retaliation. This morning, the IDF said an unmanned aircraft entered Israeli territory from Gaza and was shot down over Ashdod by the Patriot missile battery. The Israeli Navy searched for remnants of the drone, which was intercepted over an open area near the Ashdod coast. Sirens sounded throughout the central region of the country Sunday afternoon, including in Tel Aviv, and rocket attacks on Israel's southern communities also continued throughout this morning. In the north, early this morning, rockets were fired at Israel from southern Lebanon, drawing retaliatory artillery fire from Israeli forces in the third such rocket attack from Lebanon since Friday. In the Golan Heights on Sunday evening, a projectile was fired from Syria into Israel. Security officials say they believe the Syrian projectile was fired at Israel deliberately. Netanyahu, in interviews with CBS and Fox News on Sunday, gave no indication of where the military operation is headed, saying that the goals of the operation are to achieve sustainable quiet and security for Israel by degrading Hamas capabilities.
The rocketeers are firing from homes. These homes are actually command posts of the Hamas and Islamic Jihad army. So that's where they have their secure communications, weapon caches, rockets, hidden map rooms, and so on. These are their command posts. Obviously, we're not going to give them immunity, and so we have to attack them, and we're trying to minimize as we can civilian casualties.
As television screens around the world were increasingly showing the devastation and casualties in Gaza, Netanyahu stressed that the difference between Israel and Hamas is that Israel uses missile defense to protect civilians, while Hamas uses civilians to protect their missiles. The Prime Minister also thanked President Obama and the American people for helping in the funding of the Iron Dome missile defense system. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Sunday officially requested international protection for the Palestinians and their territories. Abbas made the request in a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The letter was handed to UN Envoy Robert Seri during a meeting in Abbas' office in Ramallah. Abbas said the decision to seek international protection was taken by PLO and Fatah leaders and members. They have been holding intensive meetings in Ramallah over the past few days to discuss the IDF operation against Hamas. A week of rocket threats in Tel Aviv, a city that is more often than not untouched by the Gaza conflict, did not stop soccer fans from going out to support their favorite teams in the World Cup final on Sunday night. The streets of Tel Aviv were eerily quiet on Sunday night. However, despite fear of an attack on Israel's metropolitan center, business and spirit were not lacking in pubs and bars across the city as soccer fans gathered to watch the final match between Argentina and Germany.
I came out to watch the game. Am I scared of the situation? No, the Kippat Barzel does its job well, so I'm not that scared. And we're in the Merkaz, so I feel pretty safe.
I think if we start to let ourselves be afraid and get scared by all those rockets, the terrorists will win. So the only thing we can do is be merry, be funny, be happy, try to go out, live our lives the fullest, because we are the people of love, liberty, happiness, and we don't do sorrow, hatred, despair, and all that stuff. It's not our business.
The game ended in a victory for Germany with a score of 1-0. That's all for today. Go to jpost.com and check out our Facebook page to get the latest on Operation Protective Edge. Until tomorrow, shalom from the Jerusalem Post studio.
This is an amazing report coming in from the Jerusalem Post. Make sure you go to the JerusalemPost.com, jp.com, I believe it is, to be able to go to vfntv.com and go to JPost and go to the links and stay abreast. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.